parsha of Bamidbar. One of the episodes that takes place in this week's parsha is the videoing of the Bukhairim. The Bukhairim redeemed themselves from the Levir. So in this context, I'd like to take a little look at one angle of the halachos of Pidyon HaBet. The particular thing I'd like to look at today, something that might sound a little surprising and unusual, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBet by paying the money to a kohen, to a female kohen, to a kohen, to a lady whose father was a kohen? She comes from a family of kohen. Can one fulfill the mitzvah by doing that? You know, that's not the way it's normally done. If we've ever seen a pidyon haben, the money is normally given to a kohen zochor, to a male kohen. But could one in fact fulfill the mitzvah by giving the money to a female kohen? So this topic actually begins with looking at another angle of the matmos kohen. Another one of the presents that are given to the kohen. Now something else which is given to the kohen, we don't hear about it so frequently nowadays, is something called the Zeraya and the Chayayim Fekeva. There are three parts of an animal: the cheekbone, the right arm, and something from the stomach. It is given as a present to the kohen. Every person who shefts an animal, we're talking about an animal which is chulin, not kochin, an animal which is chulin, theoretically should be giving Zeraya Lechayayim Dekeva to a kohen. We don't leave aside the discussion why this is not so frequently done nowadays, but that is really what should be done. The Zeraya Lechayayim Dekeva should be given to a kohen. Now let's look at whether this matana of Zeraya Lechayayim Dekeva can be given only to a kohen, or could it be given also to a kohen? Now, the records of this mitzvah in the pasuk, the second pasuk,
a bas kohen.
A bas kohen, yes, a bas kohen we're talking about. The mitzvah is in stated volume here, it says, the Zehir Mishpach HaKohen in the Eitha Om, second pasuk on the sheep. This is a present to the kohen from the people, Me'ez Lothke HaZelach in Shoy Yosef, and those who slaughter an animal, the Masar La Kohen. They will give to the kohen, Hazroya, Halakoyayim, Dakeva. Give to the kohen these three parts of the animal, Zroya, Lakoyayim, and Keva. So, what is included in the word giving to the kohen? Now, kohen is a masculine form, but isn't that just standard way of writing? Maybe it doesn't come to exclude a kohen. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. What is included in the term of the Nothan Lakoyayim, giving to the kohen, who is included? So let's have a look. The Gemara says in Chulin about this topic. Ula, have a yoy of matnas to the kahan. Ula gave these matnas to Ula, the Zeraya and the Chayayim and the Keva. Ula would give them to a kohen, to a lady who was the daughter of a kohen. So in other words, Ula understood that when it says in the pasuk the Nasa la kohen, equally well kohen va'afilu kohen. Kohen, Kohenes, is all included. It didn't differentiate between Kohen and Kohen and not Kohenes. Kohen, Kohenes, no difference. Eish, they rather low, rather came out the Kasha for Ula. They even have a lot written in a Mishnah or a Brisa. Minchas Kohenes, Nechent. Minchas Kohen, Eina Nechent. There's a deal that if a Kohen brings a Korban Minchal as a Nedoma, the Korban Minchal of a Kohen is completely burnt. There's no part of it that's eaten. Not like the korban mincha of other people. However, the halacha is that only applies to kohen. If a kohenet brings a korban mincha, a portion of it is eaten exactly like the mincha of a Yisrael and the mincha of anybody else. Ve'i omres kohen afilu kohenes, it says, Rabbi Tzuhula, according to you, did you understand the word kohen to mean Kohen and also Kohenes? Let's look at the passage which tells us about the Korban Mincha.
But Chol Minchas Kohen, Chol Elchia, and Lise Ochen. It
says in the Chosid that the Mincha of a Kohen is to be burnt. According to you, it should be equally so. The Mincha of a Kohen and the Mincha of a Kohen should both be equally well burnt. So why is it that we find in the Mishnah that only the Mincha of a Kohen is burnt, but the Mincha of a Kohen is can be eaten? So you see that the term Kohen means not the Kohen and not Kohen. Oh my lady, that is the truth. You misunderstood. That's the difference. The difference is, Aaron and Pondov and Suvin Baparacha. Regarding the Mincha, besides the word Kohen, it's also mentioned the term Aaron and Pondov. When it mentions the term Aaron and Pondov, then only the males are included. Aaron and Pondov. So regarding the Mincha, besides the word Kohen being used, the words Aaron and Pondov are also used. So when the words Aaron and Pondov are used, then it's only the males. But if it just says Kohen and you don't find any other description of who it's given to, then it's Kohen and even Kohen. So that's why it says, well, when I give my Israel a Chayyai in the Kehva, I happily give it either to a Kohen or even to a Kohen. Because it's only written Kohen, it's not written the words Aaron and Bonon. Therefore, Kohen and even Kohen.
Sir, what is the 13th Klan class? If it's Kohen and then Aaron Bonon?
And so maybe it's like that. Could be a discount by that. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know if it's playing as a clown. Just I'm not sure. The Gemara concludes that in fact this was widespread practice. Rav Kahana, Ochal Vishnu Ishto. Rav Kahana, whose wife was a clown. Let's not be confused by his name, although he's called Rav Kahana. His wife was a clown. He wasn't a Kohen. Ochal Bishvil Ishta. He received Zrael Chayyai Mekeva due to the fact that his wife was a Kohen. His wife was a Bas Kohen. She could accept Zrael Chayyai Mekeva. And Rav Kahana would receive Zrael Chayyai Mekeva on her behalf. Okay? Rav Papa Ochal Bishvil Ishta. Rav Yema Ochal Bishvil Ishta. Rav Yema Ochal Bishvil Ishta. All these Amorim who were not Kohanim, but who were married to ladies who were families of Kohana, received Zerah Mechayah Bekeva due to the fact that their wives were from Mishpacha of Kohana.
I understood that Bas Kohen married to Israel didn't get anything.
So you're right.
Anymore.
This is a very unusual thing, because we don't find, let's say, with other angles of Truma, other angles of Kohana. For example, Truma, when a Kohanist marries a Yisrael, she loses the Kedusha of Kohana without her, and she has no right to eat Truma. This is different than Truma. Truma has a certain Kedusha attached. Truma can only be eaten by Tara. It's forbidden to be eaten by Zorin. Zorin and Zorin became not like that. They're simply a monetary present to the Kohen. They're not Kodesh. Once they've been given to the Kohen, for example, the Kohen can serve them at his table and invite Israelis to join him. They're not Kodesh. They're simply a monetary present to the Shevet of Kohana. So that seems to be the difference, that a Kohenis who gets married to a Israel loses the angle of Kedushas Kohana to have the Kedusha to eat Truma. But to be part of the Shevet of Kohana, to receive the monetary presents that are given to the Shevet of Kohana, she's still entitled to receive. So, right, at some point, not only a Kohenis who's unmarried, even a Kohenis who's married to a Yisrael can receive Zerah of Chayai in the case. This is based on the understanding that it says in the Pasuk, Kohen includes Kohenis as well, no mention of Aaron and Bonon, and therefore it is in order to give Zerah of Chayai in the case to a Kohen. And in fact, this is even an open passing halach in Shulchan Aruch, where Zerah of Chayai became spoken about, Noisim Asher Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tanas Aluf in Yeridea, Noisim Oisam the Kohen. They can be given to a Kohenet, Afil he in the Suah the Israel, even if she's married to a Israel, etc. So that is the background as it applies to Zerah of Chayai became. Now I want to turn to how does all this apply in another one of the Matlis Kohen, Pidyon Habeh, Pidyon Bechor. Now before we do this, I'd like to give a little introduction by looking at something that happened with the Chasam Sofer. It's also fascinating, not just from a halachic point of view, but also from a sort of Right. From a social point of view, we'll see what happens in this children.
You're saying Indian Muslim is a madness opponent?
Well, it's a madness opponent, yeah. China, is it comparable to the Zwerla Bayan game? Look, probably each one of them are coming to be looked at of it with its own right. We'll see how sometimes people's words get taken out of context. This is how the Chasam Sofer begins his discussion of this topic. So the Chasam Sofer is Chuvah's Kinnam Shinah. Very Kamash voice. Over the last few weeks I have heard, Nehemiah, it has been told to me, Sha'omru Mishmi, that they are saying in my name, Lifei Taben, Ali Dei Yisrael, Shalei Kera, Bishul Ishtoi, Kehens. People are saying in my name that one may redeem a Bechor in the same manner that we learn now about Zroila Fayyai the Kehor. Even if you have a Yisrael whose wife is a Kehens, you can give the people that pay money to Miss Yisrael and he'll accept it on behalf of his wife Kehens. This is what people are saying in my name. Well, Marji, he lo yoso came in. And I say, I responded that there's a misunderstanding here, I never said any such thing. But also Shonati, and now I've heard Kihodor Nova, that this matter has sprouted up again. I said I didn't say it, and they're still saying that I said it. So I have to clarify the matter. The Kufa Hockey Hub, as we know, there's no fire without smoke. It must have started somewhere. Well, why did people say that the Chasam Sofer said this? I'll tell you where it all began. Mesuri Rajina be Yeshua Habet. We were sitting at a Sukkot of Kinyan Habet. The Chokam Echol was built, and there was somebody who went ahead and led the Mezumah. We shabbat little Rishus Mitoy. And you omitted to ask the Kohen Rishus to bench. The Zoch Kohalov and everybody sitting around the table laughed, had a little joke, and they said, Labor, you've got to ask Rishus from the Kohen. Hey, Esther, the Peter, the Lord Kohen, how can you have a Kinyan Habet? Without the Kohen here. So, that is a simple joke, you know, you've got to ask the Kohen, you can't have been done without the Kohen. So, imagine you, so then the Chasam Sofer was sitting in this suit and said, you know what? Kvar Esher, it is possible. The Shittas have choices according to choices. Al Yedei Kehenes Nestua in Yisrael. According to choices, it would be possible to have a Pinyin Aben without a Kohen present. You could have a Yisrael who is married to a Kohenes. Regarding Lati, and I also added on to this, just by way of expression, he wrote on Yisi, living Matlis Kahuna, that I myself frequently gave the Matlis Kahuna, Zroel the Fayai the Kebo, those three that we spoke about, the Zroel the Fayai the Kebo, the Yisi Baal Kayens, to my brother in law, who was married to a Kayens. The Chem Darshu Mabish Bachon Yomtu, this is also interesting. This is what I do every Yomtu. Lishkai Kahema, I shed an animal for myself and my family, or the Hakish Men Matolis, and to give of it the Matolis to a Kohen, the Chay Rishis Hagates. Avon Bit Pidio, Chalil Lila Akriya, in Toysus Varosh. But as regards Pidna Ben, I cannot give a final decision between Toysus and the Rosh. Okay, so let's summarize what the Chasam Sofer is saying. There was this whole rumor going around town that the Chasam Sofer said you can do Pidna Ben by giving the money to a Yisrael married to a Kohenes. So the Chasam Sofer had a misunderstanding. I made a little comment and a Pidyin Aben that it would be possible to have a Pidyin Aben without a Kohen present according to Tosfos. But he indicates that it's a Machlokes Rishonim and that he certainly does not wish to be Machria to give a final decision. So again, Zerah HaShayayim the Kedah, which we began with, those three, that is absolutely clear that one can give it to a Yisrael married to a Kohenes. But giving Pidyin Haben to a Yisrael married to a Kohenes, or indeed to the Kohenes herself, is a matter of debate. Tosfos said that one may do so, but others disagree. So the Chasam Sofer, about which I made a little comment, and a Pidyin Haben is not meant to be taken out of context and understood as a pshat that one can do so. So it's not a new thing, it happened in those times as well. People's words get taken out of context and blown out of proportion. It happens to the Chasam Sofer as well.
But he did give
us a Rona Chaim the Kedah. Rona Chaim the Kedah, that's clear that it can be done. And he records that he did, he's confident. But Pidyin Haben is a matter of debate. So let's look a little further at this debate and what lies behind it. So the Gemara reports in Kiddushin, the next thing on the sheet, he holds a Rav Kahana. Like, for example, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, Shokil Sudra, he received a Sudra, a type of fancy halal or something, Mevei Kidinabeh, and a Kidinabeh. Instead of giving actual money, one doesn't have to give actual money, one can give something that is worth that amount of money, and Rav Kahana received some fancy item for Kidinabeh. Oh, very interesting. The Gemara brings this in a different context, not relevant to us, what the Gemara wants to come in. But, in your head, let's consider. Who was Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana received this fancy item for Kidinabeh. Was Rav Kahana a Kayo? In the Gemara we learned before, it was clearly indicated that Rav Kahana was not a Kayo. When we learned about Zerayel HaKayai the Kayo, he was one of the people who was mentioned. The Rav Kahana received Zerayel HaKayai the Kayo because his wife was a Kayo. So Rav Kahana himself wasn't a Kayo. So how did Rav Kahana receive this item for Pidinabeh?
Because that which comes to his wife comes to him.
So it appears that indeed Pidinabeh is comparable to the other lovely school of, in the same way that Israel of Hayan the Kaiba can be given to a Kohenist, Pidinabeh can also be given to a Kohenist, and once it can be given to the Kohenist, it can be given to the husband of the Kohenist as well. So Zerayel HaKayai appears from this Gemara that Zerayel HaKayai the Kaiba and Pidinabeh must surely be comparable. And that's how we find Rav Kahana receiving an item for Pidinabeh. And indeed, Tosfos, in a number of places,
uses this Tosfos as a
reason that you can. Yes, so this is the Tosfos. So Tosfos, in a number of places, points out there's another place in the Gemara where it's indicated that Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. It's talking about this one more. Says Tosfos on that, Master Shalom had a Kohen. It's indicated here that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. But hold on, we know the parent comes to Kiddush. Rav Kahana shock out to Grubba Pidinabeh. That which we say that Rav Kahana receives an item for Pidinabeh. Bishvil Isho Hololoi Kayah. He received it because his wife was a Kayahist. Kidamri, the parent comes right out of Kahana of Bishvil Isho. Exactly the same as that which we say that Rav Kahana received Zerayel HaKayai became him because his wife was a Kohenist. So Zerayel HaKayai became him, equally so, Pidinabeh. So that seems to be simple indication of the Gemara, and this is how Tosfos in Psochim clearly puts down. The same way Zerayel HaKayai became him can be received by Kohenist. Similarly, Pidinabeh, the money of Pidinabeh, can be received by Kohenist. Comes along the Rosh in Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, and he says, in fact, you know, there is no comparison between these two pitzvahs. The fact that you can give Zerayel HaKayai the Kayma to a Kohenist, one cannot compare, and there is no way of equating these two things. Just because you can give Zerayel HaKayai the Kayma to a Kohenist does not mean you can give Pidyon HaBen money to a Kohenist. Why? Says the Rosh, let's consider where does all this begin. We started out at the beginning of this Inyan, looking at whether the word when not done like Kohen means Kohen or it means also Kohenis. And the Gemara in Kohen, which we started with, put down the rule that the not done like Kohen can mean Kohen and even Kohenis. But beware, if the words Aron and Bonon are used, then it means just the males. And that's why the Gemara explained the din of the Mincha, which we started with. The mincha, only the mincha of a male kohen is burnt because over there the words Aaron and Bonav are used. So kohen can mean also kohenis, but if Aaron and Bonav are used, then it means only the males. Says the Rosh, okay, let's take that rule in hand and let's have a look. What is written regarding Pidinabeh? I'll just say, let's compare from Zerayel HaKayai the Kayma to Pidinabeh. Let's look at Pidinabeh itself. What is written? So says the Rosh, I'm going to bring you a raya from this week's parsha. Bring you a raya from Parshas Bamidbar. When Moshe Rabbeinu went round and collected all the Pidinabeh money from all the Bechorim, you know what it says? The pasuk is written on the top of the sheet. Vayitin Moshe et keset hapaduyim, on the other side, the beginning. Vayitin Moshe et keset hapaduyim, la'aron, ulabonov. Moshe Rabbeinu collected all the money from the Bechorim and he gave it to Aaron Ulebono. So it says the Rosh, he had also said the Aaron Ulebono. So if it says Aaron Ulebono, we know the rule is Aaron Ulebono excludes female Kohanim. So says the Rosh, sorry, there's no Kohanim Aved given to ladies, only to a male Kohanim. Because it said in the parasha, Aaron Ulebono, and therefore it is not comparable to Zerah L'Chayayim the king. Okay, so that's very nice. But we have to turn back to the episode of Rav Kahana. So what does the Rosh say about Rav Kahana? How did Rav Kahana receive the pigeon, the item of the fancy cloth for Pidyon HaBet? So in fact, there's another Tosfos who also discusses this issue. And Tosfos over there says two shotim. How Rav Kahana received this item for Pidyon HaBet? Says Tosfos, it's the last item on the first side of the sheet that starts from the second line from the bottom, halfway along the line, V'yesh Loina. Says Tosfos, V'yesh Loina, did Trey Rav Kahana have? There were two Rav Kahanas. In other times of Tosfos, V'yesh Loina, V'yesh Loina, was because of his wife. So says Tosfos, the answer is, different answer, the first answer of Tosfos. You know what? There were two people called Rav Kahana. There was a Rav Kahana who was a Yisrael, and that's the one who took Zerah L'Chayayim the Kedar on behalf of his wife. But there was a Rav Kahana who was really a Kohen. There was a Rav Kahana who was a Kohen. And the Rav Kahana in Kiddushin who received money for Pidyon HaBet, or an item for Pidyon HaBet, he was a Kohen. Okay? And that's how the Rosh will surely learn. There were two Rav Kahanas, and Rav Kahana who received Pidyon HaBet money, he was a Kohen. Because receiving for your wife with Pidyon HaBet is not an option.
That's true. Is there a fool that
don't work out? Well, let's turn this whole discussion on its head a second. What does place mean? Masoro the Rosh has got a very, very strong title. Yes. How can we say that Pidyon HaBet is like Zerah L'Chayayim the Kedar? It says Aaron Ulebono, and that's clearly the rule of the Gemara in Kohen. That Kohen can mean Kohen, but if it says Aaron Ulebono, it's only the male. So how can Tosfos say that Pidyon HaBet is comparable? Not only that, let's think a little deeper. Why is it that this Tosfos that we've just learned now offers you two explanations how Rav Kahana received Pidyon HaBet money? Second explanation, he says, like Tosfos said all along, that he received it for his wife. First explanation, Tosfos makes up, as you rightly say, he makes up that there are two Rav Kahanas. Now, why would Tosfos do that? Let's consider for a second. Why would one make up this surprising character? You know what? There are Rav Kahana all around us. And it's not always the same Rav Kahana. There's this Rav Kahana, there's that Rav Kahana. It's a matter of gift. Why should one make up such a shtickle tale? Especially when you've got a second tariff, which is very good, that he receives it for his wife. The answer must be that Tosfos is also bothered. The background of the Tosfos is that Tosfos is bothered by the same point that's bothering the Rosh. It isn't so cautious to say that you can receive Pidyon HaBet money on behalf of your wife in the Kohen, because by Pidyon HaBet it's written Aaron Ulebono. So if you're going to take that question seriously, what are you going to say? That's what pushes Tosfos in his first text. What are you going to say? So you're right, it's a kiddush to say there are two Rav Kahanas. I don't know if there's any other proof, but the proof of it is this question. Well, what are you going to say? How can Rav Kahana receive this money? Hello, my. There must have been two Rav Kahanas. So what bothers Tosfos in the first text is surely the fact that the Pidyon HaBet is written Aaron Ulebono, so you cannot say that he received it for his wife. So now let's take this question to the second stage. Tosfos is aware of this point of the Rosh. That is exactly what lies behind his tenet of saying there are two Rav Kahanas. Why does he say there are two Rav Kahanas? Because he's bothered by this question. Then Pidyon HaBet, it says Aaron Ulebono. So then, what does Tosfos hold in the second tenet? That's what's bothering you.
And what you're finding seems to be contradicting himself. On one side he says, yes, the Kohanim can't be done again. On the side he says, no, no, there is another Rav Kahana. So,
don't hear that. When Tosha says Tutu Rutin, then Mahoy is between the Tutu Rutin.
And you can't even know that.
Yeah, it was Tosha, because the Mahoy is between the Tutu Rutin. So the first character is saying, you know what, it couldn't have been on behalf of his wife. Look at your pocket. Cannot be, because it's written R in the bottom. Hello, man! There's two root cards. All that lies in the short words of Tosfos that there's two root cards. Why is Tosfos saying that? Because of this question. Then comes along with the second character. He says, not really, maybe it could be.
It's only one.
There's only one. And then you can accept it on behalf of your wife. Aye, it says R in the bottom. That's happened so far. That the depth of the discussion over here is whether one can learn anything from this parsha in Parshas Bamidbar, which is essentially a record of something that was written l'shav. Over here, we're not in the parsha of the beginning of the mitzvah of Kiddush Aven. The mitzvah of Kiddush Aven is recorded in other places. In other parshas, it's recorded all over the place in other places. This is not the place where the mitzvah of Kiddush Aven is written. This is simply l'shav. So the question which lies over here is, can one learn from Aaron Ubalov, which is written in this parsha, which is really discussing simply something that was done l'shav. So the Rosh and the first parents of Moshe hold, but nevertheless, we learn from here Aaron Ubalov. Since Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Aaron Ubalov, it's only male today. Whereas Tosfos in Psalm and the second parents of Tosfos in Kiddushin say that was simply the shah, that was something that took, that might have been a special thing that was nishadish only at this time, but doesn't apply to all Kiddin Aben generally. Okay, it could be deeper discussion why we should say it's only the shah, which we'll leave for another time. Let's just summarize with Psak Halof Alamaisa. So we've been through all the background here, and the bottom line is we have this Masoikis Rishonim, where the Kiddin Aben can be given to a female Kehenet, as we saw the Hafez Sofer said, and he only mentioned this in sort of in jest, as a sort of riddle. You could have, according to Tosfos, but halacha l'maaseh, one should not give the payment of a Kiddush Aven to a Kehenet. Shulchan Aruch makes no open discussion about this, but he doesn't always use the word kohen. Never says you can give it to a Kehenet. Let's just conclude with the Hafez Sofer at the end of that Shulchan himself concludes. What would be in a situation where one doesn't have any kohen available? This is all about a kohen, a normal situation, you only give it to him. Here you are, stuck in some little village, somewhere there in Europe, but always, little town, you can't go anywhere else, or for some reason. Well, later in times of difficult situations, etc., could be that the only person available is a bas kohen. So then there's a Hatzot Sofer, since according to Tosfos, one can. One should go ahead and give it to the bas kohen without a problem. And in fact, he says, one could make it tonight that if I don't ever find a kohen, then I wish to fulfill the mitzvah with it. But if in the future I'm going to find a kohen, then I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah with giving the money to a kohen. And having done that, says the Hafez Sofer, when you do find a kohen, you'll be able to do the mitzvah with a bracha. If you wouldn't make the tonight, then the next time you fulfill the mitzvah, when you do find the kohen, it wouldn't be able to be with a bracha. But if you make this condition, that you're only giving it to her on condition that you don't ever find the kohen, then you can fulfill the mitzvah afterwards with a bracha when you find the kohen. In addition, says the Hafez Sofer, if it's difficult for you to pay the money twice, you can give it to the kohenes as a matala on the Nos Lahasim. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Can you?